I would like to do something a little bit different. When we read through the passage, I would like to find someone to act what had happened. And Allison will be the narrator, I will be the pilot, and Enoch will be Jesus. And I need someone to be the soldier. Yes? Anyone say, oh, George, okay, George, please come up. And Timothy, would you like to be a soldier? Yes, okay, yes. Okay. Yeah, we need two soldiers. All right, so if you can, please grab a Bible and please turn to page 1084. But there is one more thing. All of you will be the Jews and the chief priests. So when there is a lyric, there's a verse, a quotation about the chief priests or the Jews, please read together. All right? So, Roman soldier. There you go. Okay. No. Please come up here and you will help. So you have to put the crown and also the purple robe.
I'm getting a briefing here.
On Enoch. All right.
Listen to the words, George. Listen to the words.
Soldier.
Okay, boys. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, we're ready.
So we're reading from John chapter 19, starting at verse 1. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying,
Hail, King of the Jews!
And they struck him in the face. Once more, Pilate came out and said to the Jews,
Look, I'm bringing him out to you to let you know I find no basis for a charge against him.
When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them,
Here is the man.
As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted,
Crucify! Crucify!
But Pilate answered,
You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him.
The Jews insisted,
We have a law.
All right, so now let's take a look at this passage. From verse 1 to 3, can anyone tell me what did the soldiers do? Yeah? Mock him, yes. They flog him, twist together a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and also clothe him with a purple robe and went up and again and saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And struck him in the face. So when the soldier gives him a crown and also a purple robe, so does anyone know why it is purple? Why it is purple robe? Yes, and
it's like the color of royalty, kingship.
Yes, purple means the lordship, kingship, and means power. But do you think the soldier really appreciate Jesus or show respect to Jesus when they crowned him with the throne and also clothed him with the purple robe? No, of course, no. They're mocking him. They're mocking him. But did Pilate, the Roman governor, find Jesus guilty? So do I, the Pilate, find him guilty? No, I find no charge. There's no basis for a charge against Jesus. But what is the reaction of the Jews? Crucify! Crucify! They insist to crucify Jesus. And and Pilate said to them, You take him and crucify him. It seems like, oh, I don't want to do it. you take him and crucify him. As for me, I find there no basis to give a charge on Jesus. But what did the Jews say? When Pilate say, you take him and crucify him, I don't want to do anything about him. What did the Jews say? Yes, he must die. They say, no, we have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be Son of God. So if we flip, or if we look a little bit ahead of chapter 18, we will find that the charge that the Jews bring to Pilate is say that Jesus came to be the king. So it is like a political issue. It came to be a king, so it is violate the law in the Roman. But now Pilate say, I can't find any basis for that. So it seems to say he is free to go. But the Jews say, no. According to our law, he came to be Son of God. He's blasphemy. That is what they say. They're changing their charge. So from this first part of the verses of this passage, what can we see? First, we can see Jesus is being mocked by the soldiers. Second, we can see Pilate cannot find any charges against Jesus. And lastly, we can see the Jews insist to kill Jesus. Now, we're going to read the second part of the passage. So, Jesus, soldiers, please come up.
So, continuing at verse 8. When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace.
Where do you come from?
He asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer.
Do you refuse to speak to me?
Pilate said,
don't you realize I have the power either to free you or to crucify you?
Jesus answered,
You would have no power over me if you were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who had handed over me you is guilty of a greater sin.
So, let me ask you guys a question. Imagine, a lot of glory here, but imagine back to the school, if someone tell the teachers that you have did something really, really bad, which you have never done it. Okay, you have never done such a bad thing. And when you see the teacher, what would you do? Would you say, yes, I did it? No. No, right? You would defend yourself, right? You would say, no, Mr. XYZ, no, I didn't do it. Okay, someone set me up, or he's telling lies. This is what will you do. You would defend yourself if someone is telling lies, and you would feel angry about it. But what did Jesus do in this case? Yes, he keeps silence. He didn't defend. He submitted to it because he knows this is God's plan that he needs to die on the cross for our sins. Are you surprised with Jesus' reaction? Are you surprised when Jesus keeps silence? Raise up your hand if you are surprised. I'm very surprised about it. It is so different from our normal reactions. But think about Pilate. Do you think Pilate feels surprised about Jesus' reaction? Who think yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Where can we see it? In verse 10, let me see. He say, do you refuse to speak to me? He struggled. He don't understand why you refuse to talk to me. And then he also say, don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you? Which means I'm the governor. I'm the powerful person. Talk to me. Please me, and you will be set free. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, you will have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. What does it show us? It showed us that Jesus knows all powers are coming from God. It is God who gave him the power so that Pilate can crucify him. If it is not God's will, Pilate can never done it. And Jesus continued to say, "You will have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." The Jews, he's saying, the Jews is committing a greater sin. Why? Why they are committed a greater sin than Pilate? Obviously, the Jews know about the Messiah. The Jews know well about the Scripture. They know that all power are coming from God. God had brought them out from Egypt. They know the history. They know the story. But what they say is they still decided to hand Jesus over and to decide to crucify him. Therefore, Jesus said they are of a greater sin. And in this part of the passage, what we know is Jesus has the power. He can free himself anytime. But he didn't defend himself. And he is willing to submit to God's plan. Now, we are going to read the last passage. So, Jesus, soldiers, please come up again.
So, from verse 12 onwards. From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free, but the Jews kept shouting,
"If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar."
When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the Stone Pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of Passover week, about the sixth hour.
"Here is your king,"
Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted,
"Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!"
"Shall I crucify your king?"
Pilate asked.
"We have no king but Caesar,"
the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified.
In verse 12, we see Pilate trying to set Jesus free. But do the Jews happy with that? No, obviously no. They say, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." They are giving Pilate some political pressure. It seems they are telling Pilate, "If you dare to set Jesus free, I will tell your boss. And I know that your boss are not happy with that." They are threatening Pilate. And in verse 14, Pilate brought Jesus out and told the Jews, "Here is your king." But what did the Jews say? "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" They insist to kill Jesus. What even worse in the later part is the chief priest says, "We have no king but Caesar." The chief priest should be the leader of the Jews, the one who lead people to God. But in these occasions, he denied Lord God as their king publicly. He said, "Caesar is their king, not God." And in verse 16, we can see the final sin. That is, finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. The decision has been made. Jesus has to be crucified. But let's take a look in verse 14. It says, it was the day of preparations of Passover week, about the sixth hour. Why did John need to tell me the time? Is it because he don't have a watch? Obviously he don't have a watch at that time. But why he need to tell us the time? It's because, according to the Jewish temple, the sixth hour on the day of preparation was the exact time when the priest began to killing the lambs for the Passover. By using this specific time, John is showing that Jesus is the Lamb of God. The Lamb is ready. The perfect Lamb is prepared. Just as the lambs were being sacrificed to save people in Passover, Jesus was being sentenced to death to save us from sin. So in this chapter 19, verse 1 to 16, what can we see? First, we may think that the Jews are quite stupid. Don't you realize, don't you read the scripture, the Old Testament, that you know there will be a Messiah and Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is your Savior. And we think that their heart is hardened. They may be so stupid. But we are once like the Jews. We are once like the Jews. Our hearts are hardened and turn away from God, turn away from Jesus. But thankfully, with the help of the Holy Spirit, our hearts are softened so that now we can call Jesus and we can follow Jesus. To the Pilate, someone, when I was young, I think that Pilate has already did his great job. He tried to set Jesus free and he said, I don't want to deal with this. We may think that he is innocent. He was forced, it seems like he was forced to crucify Jesus. But there is a choice presented before him. He can follow the true king or follow the earthly king. He has the power to say no to the Jews, to say, I find no guilty of Jesus, and set him free. But he compromised. He was afraid of his power, maybe, or of his status, or he afraid of Caesar. He decided to compromise. And similar to us today, sometimes we face the choice of following Jesus or following the secular world. To serve Jesus or serve ourselves. To please God or to please people around us. I know sometimes it is hard to make the decisions. We are tempted to follow the world rather than follow Jesus. But we can pray for the help of the Holy Spirit. And also by knowing Jesus more and more, we will be grateful, more grateful for what he had done for us and change and pray that he will change our hearts so that we can fight against those temptations and follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Lastly, we can see Jesus, who is being mocked, and even he has the power to save himself, and even he is no sinner, he didn't sin at all, they find no guilty, but he is willing to die on the cross, to follow God's plan, to save our lives. We will be thankful for his submission, his love, and grace. Let's pray. Dear Father God, thank you for your great love for us. Thank you that Jesus was willing to suffer and died on the cross for our sins, so that our relationship with you could be restored. Please keep changing our hearts to love you and understand you more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.